I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in. We have a great program for you here today. My friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner-operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hello, Steve. Thanks for having me back again. And great to be here. Hopefully, I can impart some great information to the listeners today, and they'll get some great value out of that.
Absolutely. And as you know, our flagship station is right here in the Kansas City metropolitan area. But since this is now a nationally syndicated radio program, it goes all over the country. And Ben, can you help clients or families or individuals anywhere in the country. Is that correct?
That's correct. We buy primarily ourselves, our own company in the Midwest, but we certainly have known connections and individuals that other companies that can help you out no matter where you're at. So we can make sure that we facilitate that and take care of all your listeners.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And tell us what you do with Home Downsizing Solutions.
Home Downsizing Solutions, I guess I like to say that we help seniors and their families transition to senior living in as stress-free and hassle-free as we possibly can by buying their house direct from them.
Okay.
So we save them from getting a house show ready, from any showings that might be necessary in a traditional sale selling situation, having who knows who coming through your house at inopportune times, and a person does not have to do any repairs or maintenance updates to a house to sell it to us. We buy the house literally as is, with or without any stuff, of course. And one of the big benefits is that we can buy a house, but a person can then typically stay in the house for 30, 60, sometimes 90 days until they make a transition to their new home or apartment community. So we can specialize and, I guess, customize a real estate solution for whatever they need.
See, so that is incredible. So there are, you know, tens and tens of thousands of people right now preparing to move to senior care at any level, independent living, assisted living, long-term care. Many may need memory care, et cetera, et cetera. And that's a very stressful time in your life as the senior, as that individual, or maybe a couple, but also for the family, because the family's like, well, wait a minute. What are we going to do with mom's house? and they're already stressed out enough because of this huge life-changing event, and that this is one of the toughest transitions that a person could work through. And so what are they going to do with the house, and how could you help that person?
Again, we talk to individuals as to what they want to see happen, what is going on with their specific situation, so that we can provide a solution that is custom-tailored to what they need us to do with the real estate. And the other couple of things that I'd like to mention is, in this day and age, it's so easy to have a company or entity say that they buy houses, but my company has actually been doing it for more than literally 25 years at this point and have the funding available so that we can close as quick as a title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork, which in some cases has been literally within 24 hours of getting a contract. And so if you do want to sell a house on a timely basis and feel that the benefits we offer are good, are positive, that you find value in, then we can be a great solution for people. The other thing is I'm a veteran, and some people care about that, some people don't. But I certainly want to do all that I can to take care of the individuals that are making that transition, because it is a stressful time. Typically, a house is the most valuable item a person has a lot of times. And so we take that very seriously to do everything that we can to make that transition, again, as stress-free and hassle-free as possible.
Mr. Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199. You can also, Ben has an excellent website. It's spelled exactly as it sounds, Home Downsizing Solutions. Don't forget the S, HomeDownsizingSolutions.com. And so, Ben, obviously we are addressing seniors and their caregivers on this program, and it is so common for someone to be helping their mother, their father, maybe even both of their parents move, you know, transition from their home to a senior care community. And the parents or the parent, they've lived in this house for so many times. They've lived there for decades, and they have, you know, all of the stuff. The house, frankly, needs updated. It may be in disrepair. And so we have a lot of issues. Can you work with someone in that kind of a situation where we still have shag carpet? You know, we might have some fluorescent light fixtures that have been in there for 40 years. Can you work with someone like that, a house like that, as far as being able to buy it as is and help that person out?
Absolutely. We work with all kinds of situations. We work with hoarder situations.
Okay.
Or what I've heard the term aggressive collector
situations. Aggressive collector, yeah.
And so literally we've worked with a lot of situations, you know, a lot of stuff. We've helped people get to a better environment that it really wasn't a safe environment for them to be living in to start with because of, you know, different issues. But we've literally worked with about anything that you can think of. In 25 plus years, I've walked into thousands of houses. And so I don't think there's anything that would scare me or surprise me at this point anymore.
Okay. Now, don't say that, because then you're going to then you're going to get a surprise. You're like, I just told Steve I've seen it all. Now I'm going to have to take that back.
if that happens, I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. We'll have an update here next month. So, all right. And then, all right. So let me just back up again. Ben Socheck, Home Downsizing Solutions, 402-450-0199, online at homedownsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, you touched on something a little bit earlier, and it was a little bit of a warning, and I kind of want to back up and talk about that. There seem to be a lot of companies out there advertising, and it sounds, on the surface, it sounds kind of similar to Ben Socheck and Home Downsizing Solution. You know, we'll buy your house, et cetera. But it's not. I think it's one of these other type of companies. I think you had mentioned maybe more like a wholesaler. They promise to buy your house, but they have no intention on buying your house. They're trying to flip it. Can we talk about that for a minute?
And not just flip the house, but actually trying to flip the contract. That's correct. This day and age with technology, the barrier of entry into this business or what would appear to be an entry into this business is very low. So a person can create a website very easily. A person can run ads online or send mail, what we would term direct mail, to anybody in the country. We can get lists very easily for people that have owned their house a long time, just to be very transparent. And so it's a business for them. They're very good at sales, especially over the phone sales. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, a lot of times these companies will, well, people will respond to them, obviously, because they want to sell a house. It might need a lot of work. But once these companies get a contract, then they just try and find a buyer, a real buyer for that contract. And in a market that's moving up, as has been happening for the last several years, it's been working out for a number of people. But in the market that we're in now, and I think what we're going to see going forward here for a while, is it can put a seller in a very bad situation if they can't actually sell their house when they thought they had it sold already.
So if I'm a home owner and I'm trying to sell my house and I go with one of these unscrupulous middleman marketing kind of a – I think that whole thing is very shady. And I'm trusting them to buy my house and they can't sell it because the market's cooling off. I'm kind of stuck with that contract for a period of time, and I can't get out, I don't suppose.
You should be able to, but there are people out there or are entities out there that will come back and say, well, you signed this for a certain length of time, so I have a certain length of time to perform. And unfortunately, there are some that will threaten a homeowner in order to do that. But if they don't have any money or any skin in the game, they could just walk away, and really the homeowner has no out except to find somebody else to buy their house then.
All right. Do not make that mistake. Call Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The real estate market in the Midwest is cooling off the same as it is on both coasts. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The real estate market in the Midwest is cooling off the same as it is on both coasts. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And I wasn't sure about that, but you told me it was true, so I probably should have had you say true. So, so where I was going with that question was, usually things happen on the coast, and it takes a while to kind of filter into the middle of the country, but not this one.
Correct. It seems like, for whatever reason, things typically start on the coast, like you said, and kind of filter into us. I think part of that is that the coast, at least from my experience, from my limited experience, mm-hmm. especially from like the 2008 market correction, the run up to 2008, and when the market corrected, you had cities like Phoenix, entire states like Florida and Las Vegas that saw some very big appreciation, just like in the last few years now.
Mm-hmm.
But when the market corrected, then they were the ones that fell back the most.
The bubble burst, as they say.
Correct.
Yeah.
And even though we had, here in the Midwest, we had some of that, but we didn't have the large amount of appreciation, so we didn't have quite the pullback in the market as those other markets that had huge run-ups did. I think the only thing, and I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't know that it's true, but like in Florida's case, so this time they may be less affected than the rest of the country, just because there's been so much of a migration to Florida over the last, especially 2 years, with COVID from other states. So that's the only difference there that I see.
Okay. All right. That's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. If you want to work with a straight shooter, one of the most honest people that you will ever meet, if he can help you, he will show you what he can do for you. If he is not the right fit for you, guess what? Remember I said he's a straight shooter? He'll tell you that too. He'll say, you know what? This might be a better option for you. He will tell you like it is, and if he can help, he can usually help in a major way. Reach out to Ben at Home Downsizing Solutions at 402-450-0199. You could also go online at home downsizingsolutions.com. And Ben, I'm looking at your website here. There's just so much good information. It says we buy houses for any reason, any condition, and any challenge. So some of the reasons I think that would fall into the category of our listeners of this program might be an inherited property. So have you worked with folks who, you know, unfortunately they had a death in the family? And again, the family is like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with the house? Because they inherited the property.
Yes, we've certainly worked with inherited or probate estate situations many times. And especially for if a person lives in another geographic part of the country than the property is in. Say the property is here in Kansas City, but the siblings or the person that inherited the property is in Florida. We've made arrangements so that the paperwork can all be sent to them. If they don't want to come back and do anything with the house, they just want to sell it and be done. Again, we can buy a house completely as is. We can have, with an authorization from the current owner, we can have a locksmith go in and change locks so that we can have access to the property. And we can have all the paperwork done virtually or remotely so that a person doesn't have to come back at all, doesn't have to travel at all. So again, we'll do whatever we can, whatever a seller wants us to make that happen for them.
And so what's the process if someone says, you know what, this is really, really piquing my interest and I want to reach out? So they give you a phone call or they might reach out through the website. What is the process to engage with Ben Socek in Home Downsizing Solutions to get that ball rolling? And what does that look like?
Sure. Typically, as you mentioned, either a person will contact us and they can call us at our toll-free number, since there's might be people listening from outside the area.
Okay, and what is it?
It's 855-291-5005. And so either they can contact us that way or go through the website. We will take some information about the property over the phone or through the website. We'll do a little bit of our research that we can do online. And then we'd come out and actually look at the property. Again, if a person's here, that's great. We'd love to meet with them and talk to them about their property. If a person lives out of the area, we can make arrangements then to see the property. And before we arrive, we will do our best to do our research as far as property values in the area and everything that we can, so that when we're at the property, after we inspect it, we can make one or more offers at that point or provide one or more solutions at that point. And as you mentioned, if selling a house directly to us is not the right solution for a person, if they don't put value into the benefits that we offer to them, then I'm happy to make an introduction to a traditional agent that might be a better fit to them. So my whole goal, I think the reason that we've been in business for 25 years is we don't push anybody in one direction. We talk to an individual and figure out what's important to them, and whether that is listing a house with a traditional agent or having us buy the house directly from them, whatever they feel is best for their specific situation is what we can provide.
So let me say how refreshing that is. I was just at a big thing over the weekend in Texas, and I just kind of ran into all kinds of people who it's sell anything and everything to anyone and everyone. And it's all about closing the deal and making the sale come hell or high water, and that's it. And it is so refreshing. Let me say, it's so refreshing to talk to you and know that you do not operate that way. And so we're a lot the same. If we can help you, we'll show you what we can do. We'll show you what that looks like. And then we're not going to push you and try to, quote unquote, you know, close the deal or whatever. We're just going to say, here's how we can help you. Here's our offer. This is what it looks like. And then we leave it in their court.
Correct. Obviously, do everything that we can. What I have said in the past, too, is I like to educate a person as to what the benefits and downside are of each solution, whether it's listing a house or a direct cash home buyer like us, and so that they are at least more educated about the process and can choose the best thing for them.
All right. And then as we close out here, tell us a little bit about this book, Home Downsizing Secrets.
Home Downsizing Secrets is a book that I guess this earlier this year that I put that out. It's okay. Kind of a refresh from a previous book.
Okay.
But if anybody'd like a book about home downsizing, what I would call the reality of selling a house and downsizing, just go to homedownsizingsecrets.com to get your free copy. Or again, you can call my office toll free 855-291-5005, and I'd be happy to help them any way that we can.
Okay, that's homedownsizingsecrets.com. And let's have that toll-free number one more time, Ben.
That's 855-291-5005, and we'd love to hear from you.
All right, that's Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. If you're interested in selling your house as is for cash, working with a great guy, reputable business, in business for over 25 years, veteran-owned, reach out to Ben today and see if that's a good fit for you. Ben, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, Steve. Thanks for having me again, and I hope that your listeners got some value out of today's show.
I know they did. Thank you so much. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcast of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I want to talk about the assisted living level of care, and I've spoken many times on this program previously about what that is. It's a social model. It's not a medical model, but they provide a tremendous amount of support helping you with your activities of daily living. This is also why I say that this is the second most difficult level of care to navigate and kind of sort through and select the right one for you, because it is not, and I do repeat, it is not a standardized model. So when you look at long-term care and the licensure connected to long-term care, they're all about the same. They all offer about the same thing. Now, clearly, some of them deliver better than others. Some do a great job, some not so great, and a whole bunch in the middle. But assisted living is a very wide lane. I give lots and lots and lots of presentations, some virtually, usually in person, and I like to use graphics. It really helps to drive the point home. But in the graphic where I talk about, you know, the primary levels of care, in the assisted living graphic, I make that a very wide lane, because some of them offer just a little bit of support or help with your activities of daily living, and some of them offer a tremendous amount of support and bend over backwards to keep you out of a long-term care community, also known as a nursing home. But there's a major catch at the assisted living level. And please, I don't want to hear from anyone saying, oh, you don't like assisted living. Yeah, I do. I love it. There's a tremendous need for the assisted living level of care. So many people could benefit from the 24-hour care offered at the assisted living level of care. But there are some catches here that you need to understand. And I'm not throwing assisted living under the bus. I love it. I'm not beating them up. I'm not doing anything other than fulfilling the mission of this program, and that is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So I'm going to tell you a little inside baseball, a little scoop, a little what's up, right? Many assisted living residents have to discharge to a higher level of care. There's a lot of conflicting information out in the marketplace. You could go and talk to five different assisted living communities and hear five different stories. So, again, I just want to review some of the common issues that will result in you being discharged or receiving a discharge letter from your assisted living community. And let's just go through these one by one. All right. And these are common issues that can trigger a 30-day discharge. All right. Number one, the resident becomes a two-person transfer. All right. What does that mean? So typically, and there are always exceptions, okay? But typically, assisted living level of care, assisted living communities, they're staffed, all of them, to provide a one-person transfer. So if someone is weak or maybe a little unsteady, and one staff person can help you move from point A to point B. So get out of bed and get to your walker. Get out of your reclining chair and get to your wheelchair, on and off the toilet, in and out of the shower. One staff person can help you. If you are weakened to the point of requiring a two-person transfer, two staff people, to help move you from point A to point B, that is a discharge trigger for not all assisted living communities, but for, I would say, the majority of them. I've received, I can't even tell you how many calls to senior care consulting with people who were very, very upset because they received that discharge notice. And they said, well, wait a minute. They said that they are an age-in-place community, and we've got you, and your mom can live here, your dad can live here for the rest of his life. Did they lie to me, Steve? I'm like, nope, don't drag me into that. I wasn't there. I don't know what was said. However, this very clearly falls into the category of overpromise, underdeliver by an aggressive sales or marketing representative. Okay? So if you're out shopping for assisted living, you need to ask the question, can you accommodate a two-person transfer? And if the answer is yes, then your loved one can stay there longer than, I would say, the majority of them that would say no if they're being honest with you. All right, so that's one of the big ones. Number two, just requiring too much care. Your needs have outpaced what they can provide. You have exceeded their threshold. And again, the staffing model in assisted living has limitations with almost all of them, and you may just need more help than they can offer. And again, that goes back to you need to go in eyes wide open that your loved one may or may not be able to live in this assisted living community for the rest of their life. And guess what? They very well may be able to do that. It's very possible. But so many times, it's not possible. And I'm just talking about those times. All right, number three, incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. And you may, again, exceed their threshold. So most places, most assisted living communities can help with at least minimal incontinence management and assistance. However, if that becomes kind of off the charts or it's you're not able to manage that and they have to fully manage the incontinence management, most, not all, right? There are always exceptions in gray areas, but most assisted living communities have a threshold. You need to ask about that. You need to talk about this. Well, Steve, this seems like a lot, and there's so many things we don't know. Well, yeah, that's why I created my firm, Senior Care Consulting, to help families and individuals through this search and selection process, because I understand every single bit of it, and I'm able to help my clients walk through this search and selection process with a minimum amount of time and a high degree of confidence once they finally make a choice. So I'm just trying to help you out here and give you a heads up if you're doing this on your own, which you can definitely do. All right, number four, if you need a low air loss mattress to prevent, and the reason you would need a low air loss mattress is to prevent wound care issues and skin breakdown. So this would be for someone who lays in bed for, you know, hours and hours per day. Maybe they're sitting in a wheelchair, hours and hours per day, and you have these pressure points on your body, and your tailbone is like a major source of this, right? But it could be other parts of your body, and then you end up developing a bed sore or a pressure ulcer or a wound care type of an issue. They do not have the staffing to provide it. Now, if it's a minor wound care issue, they may be able to bring in a Medicare-certified home health agency to help with wound care management and dressing changes. But if it's any more than a minor situation, you're out. It's not an appropriate placement. And especially if you're in bed so much that you need a low air loss mattress, you need to be in long-term care, like right now. Okay, number five, if your loved one needs medical care, and I just mentioned wound care, but another one, compression wraps for lymphedema may require a mechanical lift, which would be a replacement for that two-person transfer. Maybe they need tube feeding, IV therapy. So some of these very specific medical needs, catheter management, a lot of these things fall into that medical category. It's just not appropriate for the assisted living level. And again, if you decline to the point where you're needing some of these services, you're going to get the discharge and you'll have to move to long-term care, also known as a nursing home. All right, number six, if your loved one requires pain management and it's more than they can handle. So most places could probably deal with, of course, distributing pain medication. Sometimes they might even be able to deal with pain patches, but they're not going to be able to deal with pain injections, managing a pain management pump that's an implanted pump. They're just, if it's too exotic at all, then that's not going to be a fit. And coming up next, I'll finish my list of all of the reasons that you could expect to be discharged from assisted living.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I'm talking about some of the many reasons that you may receive a discharge from the assisted living level of care. So we left off with six. Let's move it on up to number seven. It could be as simple as needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Now, if the resident can do their own injections, but the staff at the assisted living community can kind of help say, okay, well, according to your blood sugar level, then, you know, we need, you know, we click, 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 and you click the pen, but the resident can give their own injection. You can do that at most places. Here's where it gets really, really dicey. If the resident can no longer do their own injections and you need their staff to do it, now I would say the vast majority of assisted living communities cannot accommodate that, because guess what? You would have to have an LPN in the building round the clock, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And many, 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 many of them may have a nurse available or on call at the overnight shift, but maybe not in the building on staff and in person. That's kind of the rub right there. So that may be an issue. If you need help eating your food, or if you need a specialized diet, such as a pureed diet or thickened liquids or another specialized diet, they may not be able to accommodate that. They may, but they may not. And then let me just say this. All assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. Okay, so if you contact one, they're going to say, oh yeah, we offer memory care. We take care of individuals with Alzheimer's and dementia. They'll say that even if they do not have a separate memory care neighborhood. Okay, so again, all places provide care and assistance to residents with memory issues and cognitive impairment. But it's usually on the lighter end of it. But if you have memory issues that exceed their limits, exceed their threshold, and if they have a memory care neighborhood within the building, you could certainly transition to that part of the building where they provide specialized care for residents with cognitive impairment. But if they don't, guess what? You're going to have to move. And so you may have a decline. Your loved one may be wandering. So they're just kind of cruising around. They may walk out the front door and unintentionally put themselves in harm's way. And now they're considered an elopement risk. And you get this call saying, hey, your mom just walked outside and it's too cold, it's too hot, there's traffic, et cetera, et cetera. We no longer trust her to stay indoors. She's now considered an elopement risk. You're going to have to move. That happens all the time. So you have to think forward, think ahead, and anticipate potential needs when you're going through this whole search and selection process. Then you have to make sure that the assisted living community that you're talking to can address all of your current needs and address your potential future needs. Number 10, if the assisted living community has a memory care neighborhood, again, you can transfer them to that part of the building, and that usually takes care of any wandering or elopement risk. But remember, the assisted living level of care is the level of care. The memory care is the type of care within the level of care. So too often, I've had all kinds of people say, well, the assisted living has memory care, and that's the nursing home part, right? And I'm like, nope. That's the assisted living level of care, helping you with those activities of daily living, providing a tremendous amount of support, but it's in a secured environment with staff trained, special training to help with the special needs of residents with cognitive impairment. It is not long-term care, period. All right, number 11, if you run out of money, you're going to get discharged from most assisted living communities. That's because now, not all of them, but I would say the majority of assisted living communities are private pay only. So even if you're in a private pay only community, even if you've lived there for years and years and years, the minute you're out of money, you're out because they have no way to collect their expenses, their costs. Who are they going to bill? There's no one to bill. Okay, so if you're in a private pay only community and you run out of money, you will get a discharge. Number 12, if your loved one is falling too much, okay, so they're really unsteady on their feet, they're falling a lot, that will usually trigger a discharge. And I don't have time to go into this today, but let me just say this. Do not ever, 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 never, 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 ever, 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 ever sign a negotiated risk agreement. Just trust me on that one. And on some other program, I'll break that down. Just don't sign one. You're better off moving to the proper level of care. All right, number 13, if your loved one has any negative, and I'm putting my air quotes up here, behaviors, they will be discharged. Now, this could be just too much wandering. It could be wandering in and out of other resident rooms or other resident apartments. It could be exit seeking. In the case of memory impairment, it could be foul language, inappropriate language with the opposite sex. It could be inappropriate sexual advances. This happens all the time, and God bless them. This is the disease acting up, not the individual, but you still can't have it. Okay, it could be an aggressive or combative behavior. It could be hallucinations that are just super disruptive. There are a lot of things that fall into the category of negative behaviors that will get you a discharge as well. So what can you do to help extend and maximize the stay at your chosen assisted living community? Well, number one, listen to this program and know what to look for, right? So ask the right questions about their limitations. Understand what you're getting into and how much care they actually provide by asking great questions. Number two, if your loved one has memory-related issues, make darn sure you choose a place that provides memory care. And that's a separate neighborhood, separate area of the building within that community that can accommodate care. It's a secured part of the building. It's segregated. There are codes on the doors, and there's a lot that goes into it. Make sure they have one of those. If they don't, you may have to move. Number three, choose an assisted living level of care that's connected to long-term care. They're both together. They might be down the hall or across the hall from each other. So if your loved one needs that medical level of care, that highest level of care, they can easily transition from one level to the other and not be discharged. Okay, that takes care of it. That's a pretty good deal right there. And then number four, understand the finances of it all. Do the math and make sure you can afford it, and have a plan for if your loved one should outlive their assets. And again, if it's connected to long-term care, make sure that that long-term care part of the community is Medicaid certified, and then usually that's going to take care of you. All right, so hopefully that helped you out. I could have spent 2 hours with tons and tons of examples on all of that. And again, that's why so many people work with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, to help them determine what they need and then find the right place and the best fit that meet all of their needs. So again, if you have questions about that, Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll be happy to answer some questions for you and try to help you out if I can. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.